What y'all was saying?
Yeah, Matt, you were saying?
I believe I don't know if you mean like what I got from the...
Basically said like what I got from that, life is what you mean. God is basically your life is basically going to portray what God is in your life, if that makes sense.
I thought he was saying your life is going to come as a result of how you view God. I thought that's what he was
something
saying.
Like that.
Yes, y'all saying the same thing.
Oh,
but I think Matt was disagreeing.
I thought you were disagreeing.
No. I was disagreeing. I definitely agree. Which was, yeah, life is what you make. Life is what you make. All right. But I was saying I want to look deeper into that quote I made. I want to, like, you know, probably word it better, why not? But
oh, I feel
for real, life is definitely what you want to make. What you make, God. You know what I'm saying? Like, God is, if He holds weight, if God holds weight in your life, then your life is gonna show that, right? If God doesn't show that, if God doesn't hold that much weight in your life, then your life is gonna show that. How you make God is how your life is gonna show it. You know? Oh, that's another thing. Yeah. Then again, all right.
Never mind.
Okay. Yo, bro, y'all heard Maverick City new album?
Yeah. It's tough.
Yo, that album is beautiful, bro. That album is beautiful. What's your favorite song from that?
Alright. It's between, bro. I don't know, bro. I'm gonna say Jaiba. Jaiba bro go hard. Jaiba go hard.
Mine. Wait, you go. What's your favorite song, Mike?
Yeah, Jaiba is fire. That's the first one on the album, right? Whichever one is the first one?
Nah. That's the first one that dropped, but the first song on the album is Old Church Basement.
Oh, that song is fire. Yeah, but I love Jaiba as well. Yeah, Jaiba is fire. I really like Old Church Basement for some reason. I don't know. Maybe it's because it was the first one that I didn't know what to expect. And it just hit me and I was just like jamming. But Jaiba is tough, bro. Old Church Basement and Jaiba for me.
For me, I'm going to have to go with Used to This. Bro, the lyrics, bro. It's just the lyrics. Like they said, if this is a hint of your presence, this is a hint of heaven. I can get used to this, bro. Like, oh my, bro. I'm getting goosebumps as I say that, bro. Like, sheesh. Like, oh my goodness. I like Jaiba too. Talking to Jesus is a good one. Million Little Miracles, yo. That's a good one.
Yo, Million Little Miracles is fire.
I like that.
Oh yeah, that song is good. I just remember, yeah, that one is tough.
The whole album go crazy. But bro, even to like, I know we're about to go off topic a little bit, but even to the lyric you just said, bro. Repeat the lyric from Used to This you just said.
I don't know. I'm not saying like I'm lucky saying it from verbatim, but he said, if this is a hint of your presence, I can get used to it. If this is a hint of heaven, I can get used to this.
Yeah, bro. I be really thinking about that, bro. Like, yo, like, close your eyes, bro. And, like, imagine, like, the most craziest experience you have with God, bro. Like, the most you ever felt, like, the strongest you ever felt His presence, bro. And, like, how good that felt, how happy you were, like, what came over your body, bro. That was only... like not even 1% of His presence, bro. Think about how crazy that is, bro.
Sheesh.
That's really something to think about, bro.
Hey, yo, we probably gonna be in heaven like crackheads, bro. I need more. I need more.
Yo, bro.
Like,
yo, that's tough.
Definitely.
Just fiending for his presence, like. That is different, bro.
Diff.
And I think I had seen something like, yo, bro, like, who said this? Oh, Manny has said this part about the Savior right now on the other call. He's like, the angels, I forgot which angel, I think it's, I forgot the name. I'm not even going to try and pronounce it, but the angels got some weird names. It's like the four wings. Two, they use two wings to fly and two wings to cover their face as they travel around God, right? And like, yeah, bro. And like, you know how they say, like, holy, 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 just holy, 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 like, just going around God saying holy, holy, holy.
Yeah.
Like, so yeah, I think it was like a Chandler Moore concert or something like that. I said concert, but I'm bugging. He was at some church. He has said this, like, yo, like, the reason, like, it's not like they just saying holy, holy, holy out of routine or nothing. Like, they're seeing new sides of God, like, continuously new sides of God. Like, he's just continuing, and it's just like, like, he just gets better and better and better and better and better. It's like, what, bro?
Like, they, I'm wondering, like, how we going to be in heaven doing the same thing? That's what I was thinking before. But now that I'm thinking about it, it's like, if what I felt yesterday was only less than 1% of God's presence, right? Assuming. If heaven is 100%, I'm feeling 100% of what I felt yesterday. I don't think I could ever get tired of that. I don't think so. They've been going around him singing holy, holy, holy for the whole time. They haven't stopped. I don't think they got tired. They haven't got tired. They ain't gonna stop. But they enjoying something. They feeling something that I'm not feeling. It's not torment for them. I think that's, I mean, they in heaven. So what can I say?
Yeah, bro. They definitely feeling something out there, man.
Yeah.
And we be talking like, oh, yeah, when I go to heaven, bro, can't wait to meet, oh, Abraham, going to mansion. Yo, we might think all that, see God, and just worship him for like 2,000 years, bro. Like,
yeah.
Facts.
Just go off.
Again, like, now, but the coolest part is like, yo, bro, like, the new earth, bro. I feel like that's the coolest thing. Like, when I learned that, I was like, what? That's the coolest thing ever, bro. That we're going to be back on earth, bro, and God's going to be living with us. That's dope.
Sheesh.
Forever, bro. Like, and there's like a scary part to that, too. Like, if we think about it, yo, we don't die, bro. Like, you die, like, yeah, you die out your body, but you can never die, bro. Like, you're either going to hell or heaven, bro. That's it.
Yeah, bro. That's something to think about. You know, I mean, I don't know. I think that when we have our glorified bodies, I feel like we're not going to have, I don't know if we're going to still have like a conscience of death. I don't think so. Because that's not what God is, and heaven is God, right? So, I don't know. That's div.
I know what you mean. I wouldn't say heaven is God. I would say it's probably his presence. But
heaven is nothing but God's presence, no?
Yeah, I guess. But yeah, that's what I'm saying. But like, it's not like heaven is God. Feel me?
Yeah, I guess. All right.
I think of it like his house, but his house is in us also. That's a whole nother bus head, bro. God is inside of you right now. If Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, yes, bro. If Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, God is literally inside of you right now. Crazy. That's crazy. But yo, bro, that eternity thing be scaring me. Not really scaring me, But like, it'd be hard to think about, like, yo, bro, we spending eternity in heaven, bro. Some people gonna be spending eternity in torment, like.
Sheesh, man.
That be putting some urgency in me to like spread the gospel and like.
Facts.
And not only spread the gospel, but like live a godly life.
Make sure I'm in check, exactly.
Yeah, not out of fear of going to hell, but just like the understanding that like, like your life is like your biggest. I think Victor said it's like your life is like your biggest tool of evangelism, like how you live, bro. Like, what you gonna call it? I think Zozo said something one time that was mad funny. Like, said something to, I think you said it to Dan, bro. Something like, oh, we was talking about going to carnival and all that, bro. He was like, yo, bro, you're not going to go to carnival, be winding up on no girls, right? And then come to church the next day, try to prophesy to me.
It's not happening.
Dude, that's definitely not happening.
It's not happening.
Yo. Yo, I was crying.
Like, no, bro. No, bro.
It's not happening. Never. Just saying. Yo. You could say it's not sin, fine, bro, but you're not preaching to me, though.
Yo, I'm crying, bro.
Some things is just wisdom.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
Is that understanding that, like, yo, we represent God, but
yeah,
like,
what I'm saying,
if you're not living a life that represents Jesus, and nobody's perfect, bro. I bet. Like, if you're not living a life that represents Jesus, what you gonna call it? And basically, bro, like when people look at your life, like you claim to love God, like you claim that this God is so holy, da da da, he's so good and he changed your life. But like people look at your life, they don't see that. It's gonna be like, they're gonna look at you like you're dumb. They're not gonna take it serious, bro. It's gonna be cap, like.
Facts.
Never.
Facts.
They just stop the cap.
Stop the cap. I'm crying.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. But like, everybody's not perfect. And seeing somebody fall or sin or having a moment of flesh doesn't automatically mean they're a hypocrite. John Gray said something like, you could tell like the difference between having a moment of humanity and being a hypocrite and trying to deceive people is motive.
Sheesh.
Like, if I'm actually like, if I'm trying to live for God and genuinely want to live for God and I fall, that doesn't make me a hypocrite.
Yeah.
But if I'm acting like I'm living for God, but I'm really not, and I get exposed, I'm a hypocrite. When I get exposed or not, I'm still a hypocrite. Like, that's being hypocritical, like, trying to being double minded. Feel me? Like,
yeah,
gotta be genuine, bro.
Yeah.
Motive. I was about to say something. Please tell me I didn't figure out what I was about to say. You said, Chris.
Oh my God. The humanity thing?
Yeah.
The difference between
humanity and
being a hypocrite
is definitely a difference, right? And it was motive.
Yeah.
There's something I wanted to get at in that. And the simple fact that we are sinful beings. We have a sinful nature, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Flesh always talks louder than spirit. What the heck?
Mm-hmm.
So you can't necessarily blame the person. You have to blame the sin. Can I say that?
Wait, say that again?
Okay. I'm going to say it again. So, like, we're sinful. We have a sinful nature, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like, you can't always like, I mean, you can't really blame the person, but at the same time, you kind of can, but at the same time, you can't really necessarily put all the blame on them. First of all, you shouldn't be blaming anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't be blaming anybody. Honestly, you gotta, there's always some sort of conviction, but you can't always like expect somebody to always like, you know, be joyful, be, you know what I'm saying, on fire for God, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's always going to be something. And sometimes, bro, you just gotta
grace.
In moments like that, you gotta have it. Embrace the grace, right? Embrace it. You gotta embrace it, bro, because I feel like in those moments, like, God really shows himself. Like, you're in your, like, sin, but, like, you have to remember that God still loves you. And, like, that just automatically ticks in your head. Like, you serve a loving, careful God, so why would you do him like that, you know?
Yeah.
And he's like, and like, once you go back to him, it's like there's no sin or blame. Why? Because you have Christ in your life. You know, like, it's really, bro, God. And like, going into like, you know, the love and things that, so like, God's love is so hard to explain, bro.
Mm.
I feel like it's so hard to explain, bro.
That's a fact.
Sheesh. Unconditional love.
I'm saying, bro. Yeah, bro. That's how I'll be like, yo, the only sin. I don't even want to say, but the only sin that is tough for me to feel empathy for, or to feel like, you know, the only difference between me and this person is grace, you know, let me pray for this person, you know, the person. The only sin that I don't feel that way for is pedophilia, bro. It is so hard for me to feel like, I was talking to my brother about this, because I was talking to my brother, like, I'd be telling my brother about some of my thoughts, like, because he will get angry at, like, somebody who did something. I'm like, yo, all you can really do is pray. Get angry is not nothing, and do nothing for you. You know, somebody kill somebody, you know, just pray. Of course, you could feel angry, but, you know, it's better praying, because you could have been dumb. The only difference is you're not dumb. Grace separated you from that person. The grace of God separated you from that person. Anybody could be anyone. But pedophilia is like that one. It's tough. It's disgusting. It is too much for me, bro. But, you know, the only thing we do, yeah.
That and rape, bro.
Yeah.
Yep, I was about to say that.
Those two, rape and that, yeah.
Yeah, bro.
That's
just...
I can, by the grace of God, but at this very moment, nah. I hope God can teach me to see it how he sees it, not how I want to or the world wants to see it, how he sees it as a sin, you know, something that, I don't know. Because truly, just like I say, let me try to be equal across the board. The difference between me, Jesus, that is disgusting. That is horrible to even think about. What the hell? It's hard for me to even form those words. The difference between me and these people, I'm not going to say the word, is grace. I'm looking and just thinking, like, how is that even possible? But if I was in the right family with the wrong environment, with the wrong culture, with the wrong wiring, it's possible that I could have ended up like either one of those two, which is disgusting to even begin to think about. But truthfully, bro, and we never have no sympathy for those kind of people. We don't, man. And in my opinion, maybe they do deserve sympathy because they're human too. And if that's what God wants, then truthfully. But as a human who grew up understanding the implications of those things, it's hard to have sympathy for those people. But imagine if somebody like that finds Christ and says, man, I went down the wrong path and I was a disgusting, horrible, vile creature. And I found Christ and I never looked back. And I can't even see how I was even that person. The celebration in heaven. The celebration in the church for somebody to recognize his failure as a human being and accept it and move forward and fight for Christ, you know, that would be different. You know, some people, a lot of people won't accept him. There's no question about that. But as people, kingdom-minded people who understand the implications and how much the devil's been moving to make people do these kind of things and to pull them away from Christ, I think we would celebrate those kind of people, you know.
And honestly, bro, yeah, I said three things it's hard for me to show grace for: rape, pedophilia, and racism.
Oh, yeah.
And, yo, bro, and the crazy thing is, like, something that I be thinking about, like, I definitely said this on a podcast. Yeah. I did it with Manny before. It's like, yo, bro, you, like, not only, like, bro, you have to. It's hard, but you have to show them grace. Like, it's our duty. Like, you have to, bro. I be thinking, like, yo, bro, like, I've never seen, like, that type of testimony. That, you feel me? Like, yo, I was a pedophile or I was a rapist and then I found Jesus and da-da-da-da. Like, feel me? Like, I never seen that type of story. Mm-hmm. And, like, I be wondering, like, I don't know, like, I be wondering, like how you said, like, it's hard for me to show grace or something like that, right?
Yeah.
I be thinking, like, yo, bro, like, what if, like, a rapist or a pedophile, like, was supposed to come to me? Like, it was coming to me, like, today, like, yo, bro, like, yo, I did this yesterday. I feel so bad. Da, da, da. I want to live for God. And, like, feel me? Like, yo, bro, like, you have, like, it's your duty. Like, it's my duty to whatchamacallit, to show that love and that grace and compassion and tell them that Jesus forgives them. Like, it's the truth, bro. Like, He's forgiven. And I feel like some people be having trouble with that. Like, some people really be having trouble with that. Mm. And that's why, like, I just take, like, the whole, like, all sin is equal standpoint. Like, it's easier to it's easier to show grace when you acknowledge that every single sin is equal, because it's like, I see stories, like, when I talk to people that, like, basically, the reason they don't live for God is because they got hurt by a pastor and stuff like that. Yo, those get me so upset. But, like, I feel like what be stopping them is, like, yo, it's hard for them to imagine, like, yo, like that person really did that to me and God still forgives them. That's, like, feel me? That's what be stopping them. And I'd be like, yo, like, it's hard. Like, what if I was in their shoes? Like, feel me, bro?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? Like, this person, like, ruined my whole childhood and da 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 da, but God still forgives them?
Mm.
And it's like, sheesh. Those be the worst, bro. Mm. Those be the worst.
This world is tough, yo. It's tough what's going on, because I had read a news article on the feds. Did I say the feds? Well, I guess so. Yeah, the feds, I guess, in Germany, finding a dark web, like, porn site, but with children, bro. Like, pedophile, like, videos of that. And they're talking about thousands upon thousands, like 30,000 above that. Videos of children getting raped, bro. That is, like, disgusting, bro. 3-year-olds, everything, bro. And they said it was 400,000 users. What the heck?
Sick.
400,000 users. Like, that, yo, bro.
That's disgusting,
bro. And I'm kind of imaginative. So as soon as I heard that, I don't want anybody to imagine that, but to do something like that to a baby, you are the scum of earth, bro. You are truly vile, a vile creature. Like, the baby probably passes out because that is diff and is bleeding all over the place.
Probably, bro, I just want to, like, talk about, that's disgusting, bro.
That is diff, bro. So it's hard for me to even have sympathy for that, bro. Like, in my head, I'm like, we can't just like part of me is like, we can't just, you know, kill him off. Like, this isn't even human, but I can't think like that.
Yeah, you can't, bro. We gotta deny our emotions, our feelings, bro. Like, hey, Jesus loves them too, bro.
I'm saying.
Jeez. And honestly, bro, I'm thinking about it. Like, I'm trying to imagine, bro. Can a person come out and say that to a church?
Say what?
Say, like, will that be celebrated in the church? I feel like, I don't know.
That a person used to rape children and then they changed.
Yeah.
They changed them. Jesus Christ. Is people
going to... Like, I'm trying to imagine, like, yo.
Like, is the church going to jump up and start clapping and woo?
I don't know.
I don't even think... It'll be hard for me to even talk to that person.
But yeah, but that's, for me, that's a problem. Okay.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Is that like a problem? If a church wouldn't celebrate that?
Yeah. I mean, they about their feelings and all about God. I feel that.
But I'm thinking, yo, bro, we don't see that, bro. And I know that's some people's story, bro. There's no way, bro, there's just people out there that never, feel me? Like, the words has all have fall short, like, grace for everybody. There has to be that type of story, bro.
I feel like people who like heard that, I feel like some people in the church have heard about that. I don't know, like it's just gonna be that sense that, and it's low-key a bad thing though. It's gonna be that sense that, you know, like Jesus saved them from that. At the same time, they're gonna try and keep their kids away from them, bro.
I'd be like, low key, bro.
That's tough to even think about. That's nasty, bro. That's just crazy. It's crazy.
Yo, but, bro.
Like it is, bro. Jesus loves them. He does.
Yo, can we? Yo, I'm not gonna lie. Yo, can we do something like that? Yo, can we like set up like a social experiment, bro? I really want to like put that to the test, bro.
What do you mean?
Like, put that to the test. Like, get somebody, bro. Yo, sharing a fake testimony, you say?
Wait,
a social experiment. Feel me? Like, put this. Like, get somebody in the church to like say, like, give this testimony. Say they did this and did that, and just see how the church will react.
Who would even agree to that, bro?
That's wacky.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I could pay an actor. Mm-hmm. Nah, but I'm really thinking about it, bro. Like, it's really hard. Like, I'm even thinking about how I would react. Like, I don't know. Like,
some people still, even after, like, imagine the pastors, like, see, you know, this person didn't really do that. But the fact that you guys are about your own business and not about Christ's business and it's not doing what God, like, there are people who will still probably be like, what type of nonsense? I don't care. Like, never. Mm-hmm. Like, still.
It's not good, though.
It's not good. That's true.
For those out there, like, as Christ, like, we have a duty, bro. Like, I don't care what you did, bro. Like, okay, what you did, bro? Kill somebody? Like, yeah, bro, let me tell you something. No, what was it? I was watching Michael Franzese. That's his name, something like that. I forgot how to pronounce it. Basically, bro, he was a mob boss. Like, he was a mobster, right?
I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. Bro, that's my guy, bro. Like, the videos would be lit. And he was sharing his testimony. And then basically, he found a girl. Like, basically, it was his wife, basically. They got in, like, he said he wanted to marry her. They went to Vegas, went to a pastor, and she was like very like into God. And he asked the pastor, like, can you speak to him alone? He was telling the pastor, like, yo, like, his lifestyle, like, I don't think, like, feel me, I could do this, like, my lifestyle, like, I've killed people, bro. Like, and then he was like the pastor was just, he was like, it was the pastor's reaction to him. He was like, oh, okay. Like, that was regular. Like, for me, like, that's regular. Like, you know who Paul is? Like, And it's like, yo. Sheesh.
Wait, Michael what?
Franceschi or something. Start with that. Just type in Michael F. Fran something. But it's like, yo, bro, like, that's the grace you're supposed to show. And we even see people, David, bro, what David did in the Bible, bro. Come on, bro. Imagine, bro. He basically, how you feel me? Like, boy took Bathsheba and then killed her husband, bro.
Wait, who? Oh, yeah, David. Yeah.
This is definitely grace for a rapist, pedophile, everybody that's in anything. I don't care what you did. You killed your mother, your father. Your brother's disgrace for you. Jesus loves you. You just got to repent and come back to him. But we, on our side, got to make sure that, like, we got to act like, that's like, I'm not going to lie, I try to prepare myself for future situations that I might run into, feel me? So like from early, that was something I was thinking about, like, yo, like if a person was to come up to me right now and say, yo, I did this to a kid yesterday, somebody was to come, like, come to me randomly and like be like, yo, I did this to a kid yesterday, oh, can I be forgiven, stuff like that, oh, how do I find God, like I want to live for God now, I'd be thinking, like, bro, like, how would I react? And if I don't act, and right now, like, basically, I'm gonna say, like, if right now I wouldn't react in a loving way, or I would, like, judge them, or just, like, feel me? Like, see them in the wrong way, then I got work to do. Feel me? Like, that's just that. Like, I got work to do. Because that's not good. Like, we can't shun people because we don't agree with their sin.
That's true, man. That's true. That's it right there. That's it right there. That's
what about it. It's like with the like it took me a minute to show some sympathy for racism, and I honestly do show a little bit of sympathy now. And it comes from understanding like their mindset and where they come from and stuff like that. And also sympathy for pastors that idolize Trump.
Yeah.
Or any president, but Trump, that's what was going on in 2020. But it took me like to have sympathies, like, and I feel like as you read the word, bro, and you like really read the word, and the more you read the word, you see that there's people like had done everything, all kind of crazy stuff, and God showed them grace. Like, God's like, it's what when Cain killed Abel, right? God said that whoever kills like Cain, like his punishment was to roam the earth. He said, whoever kills him, God will avenge him 7 times. And I remember I asked, like, yo, bro, why was he avenging him 7 times? Like, for what, bro? And he's like, yo, bro, like, God still loved him. And he's like, yo, sheesh. Like.
Sheesh.
So it's something to think about, like, for anybody listening. Believe it or not, like, somebody comes, like, think about it's probably a sin that you don't like horrible. Like something that you quote unquote would never do, or like this is your quote unquote limit, or this is it for you. Like, I don't know. I can't believe anybody would do such and such. Somebody came up to you right now and said they did that sin and they wanted to find God. Be honest with yourself. Do you think you would react in a loving way? And show them how to find salvation and stuff like that, and like guide them and help them. Like, be honest with you. And if you wouldn't like acknowledge that, I mean, it's not like you're the worst person in the world if you wouldn't, but it's just acknowledge the fact that that's wrong. You got work to do, and just ask God to change that, because that's not a good thing. Like, feel me? Like, I'm really thinking about that. Like, yo, bro, like. I can't imagine a church. Honestly, I can't imagine a church where people would clap for that. And like, yo, bro, we should be clapping for that.
Yeah, that's true. That's 100% facts. Thanks.
Sheesh. Jeez, bro. Bro, how we get from Maverick City to here, bro? Yo, we always do this. Dang. Nah. I think I'm gonna end it off here, bro. That was, yeah.
It's good.